Many souls around us are dying, while the precious moments are flying. Brother, answer the call. While the day of mercy is given, seek the lost and point them to heaven. There is mercy for all. We'll be true,
be true,
true.
The chosen way is
found the way, and from the fold we'll not run.
But we will,
we will work,
and
we will sing
for
His King, for the King, until He calls His reapers home.
The Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma, is on the air with another gospel broadcast, reminding you of the words of the Master who said, "Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they're white already to harvest."
We'll be true and never keep singing till He calls above.
We'll be true to the
journey is all the way, and from the fold we'll not run.
We
will work,
and
we will sing
for
the King, until He calls His reapers home.
A very pleasant greeting to all the listeners of radio station XEG. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and your speaker is Willie Murphy. We certainly count it a privilege to be back with you with another gospel message of hope and cheer. We trust that it may serve as an inspiration to those who hear the Mission Trail broadcast. And may I add that it has certainly been a pleasure to hear from those who receive the message each week. We appreciate your encouraging letters. For the benefit of our new listeners, let me explain that we print and mail copies of this message each week to those who are interested. If you would like to have your name included on our mailing list, please send us your correct address at once. There's no charge or obligation on your part. We're glad to mail them to you free of charge as the Lord provides the means. For our thought at this time, let us consider an expression which is often heard. We shall call it life's most embarrassing moment. Listen to this verse from Proverbs 18:17. I quote, "He that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but his neighbor cometh and searcheth him." No doubt most of you have heard the expression that if you don't look out for yourself, no one else will. Therefore, it is very common for people to have the thought in mind that they must plan their affairs of life. Now, of course, this is all right to a certain extent, but there is a limit as to how far one can make his plans and go without the assistance of God. Notice again the thought expressed in this verse. It says that he that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but his neighbor cometh and searcheth him. And in speaking of embarrassing moments, let me explain a personal experience which I had and show how it took some explaining for me to give an account of my actions to another who was wondering what I was doing. It happened this way. A number of years ago, while in the city of Shreveport, Louisiana, where my sister lived, I desired to make a stop and enter her place of business in the early morning hours, about opening time, to pick up some wreaths before continuing my trip. You see, my sister and her husband operated a flower shop. Now, in order for it to be no inconvenience to others, I had been given the key to their flower shop, and I was to unlock the door myself. In my haste to unlock the door, I pulled up and stopped near the flower shop. Well, I really was near there, but just next door, the business was a cleaning and pressing shop. It was this cleaning and pressing shop where I was attempting to enter, And really, I was having a little trouble to get my key to operate the door lock when the manager of the shop appeared on the scene to open his business for the day. It still had not dawned upon me that I was attempting to unlock the wrong door. And I said to him, "My key doesn't work very well in this lock. Do you have one which will fit it?" He said, "Well, I certainly hope so." While I stood by, he took his key and unlocked the door. Now, all of this time, the manager thought that I was some friendly fellow attempting to play a trick on him, while I thought I was entering the flower shop. Friends, do you think this was an embarrassing moment when the door was open and there I stood with the manager in the cleaning and pressing shop? You know without me saying so that it took some explaining on my part. You can well imagine how I attempted to explain to him that I was trying to get into the shop next door. To say the least, it was an embarrassing moment. Do remember the text, "He that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but his neighbor cometh and searcheth him." When Paul and Barnabas was preaching in a certain place, they found a deputy who desired to hear the word of the Lord. However, Elymas the sorcerer withstood them, attempting to turn away the deputy from hearing the truth. Perhaps it is possible that the sorcerer thought he was in the right, but listen to the words of the Apostle Paul from Acts 13:10-11. "And said, O full of all subtlety and mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking someone to lead him by the hand." Now, don't you know this must have been an embarrassing moment for this man? And in addition to this, think how great was the condemnation which rested upon him. Surely God was searching his heart. Surely God knew the thoughts and the motives and the intentions of this evil man. But wait a moment. If you think this was an embarrassing moment, listen to this scripture from Matthew chapter 22. Here, Jesus gives the parable of the man who made the great supper and invited the many guests. Some of those who had been invited had other things to do. Therefore, they went their ways, one to his farm and another to his merchandise. They were unwilling to lay aside their affairs of life in order to accept this invitation. Then the invitation was given to those who roamed the streets. So the servants went out into the highways and the hedges and invited in the beggars and the poor to the wedding supper. Evidently, there must have been a special robe or garment which was given to each one that they should all be dressed alike. No doubt this would have been a beautiful sight to see each one dressed in the robe furnished by the good man of the house. But for some reason, one man failed to get on this wedding robe which had been offered him and which was furnished, no doubt, free of charge. But listen to what must have been a very embarrassing moment for this man. In Matthew chapter 22 and beginning at verse 11 we read, "And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith to him, Friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then saith the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yes, think of the tragic, disappointing circumstance here. After this one had come to the wedding supper, and there find that he had failed to make the necessary preparations, he was taken out of the room and cast into outer darkness. Friends, this will indeed be the most embarrassing moment for anyone who has failed to properly align his life with the will of God. Let me ask you, have you on the robe of righteousness which God alone can give? Have you repented and turned away from every known sin in your life? Are you living without condemnation? I hope so. This is my wish for you, and I know this is the will of God for all of His children. He has made the necessary preparations. He has made the sacrifice. He has sent out the invitation, and this invitation is offered free if we will only accept it. Nevertheless, there are those who have had the opportunity to hear the gospel. They have heard it from day to day and from time to time, but over and over and over again have they failed to give heed to the invitation. Listen now to this poem entitled, If You Were the Only One. If none but you in the world today had tried to live in the Christ-like way, could the rest of the world look close at you and find the path that is straight and true? If none but you in the world so wide had found the Christ for His daily guide, would the things you do and the things you say lead others to live in His blessed way? Ah, friends of the Christ in the world today, are many who watch you upon your way and look to the things you say and do to measure the Christian standard true. Then guard this treasure that you possess, this power to hurt or help and bless, and live so close to the standard true that others may safely follow you. Selected. Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our Father, we pray that the words of the message tonight will find sincere and honest hearts in which to spring up and bear the fruits of righteousness. Remember all who are distressed by the wages of sin and help them to cast off the yoke of bondage and experience the glorious freedom which Thou alone canst give for Christ's sake. Amen. Friends, it is no doubt an embarrassing thing to have a neighbor search you, as the text mentioned. But think what it will be for God, with His piercing eye, to look into your heart. Would it not be much better to ask Him to search you now and purify your heart with His all-cleansing power? Listen now to this song entitled, Search Me, O God, as sung by Shirlene Mitchell, Pat Price, Lynette Carver, and Sharon Carver.
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Until next Friday night at 11 o'clock, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours, and a very pleasant good night.